Hey, what's going on, Dominator Podcast? We got a new angle. I had to move some things around because we have our kitten. She kept trying to claw her way up the wall on my green screen felt, so we had to take it down. We moved the camera a little bit to another monitor. It looks a little different. I kind of like it, though. We'll see how it goes. But today, I kind of want to talk to you about something that I've been thinking about for the past week. Because of a specific incident that happened last week when I was watching someone stream on a platform. And, you know, today I want to talk about you about like just not caring about your follower count and view count. And here's why. I was watching someone stream last week and they seemed to have a good time. I haven't been able to watch them in a long while. And they had about 30 people watching them while they're playing Fortnite. And the streamer just started going on this rant about how he had 100,000 followers. Why does he only have 30 people in his channel? This is unfair. It's the platform's fault. He started comparing himself to another streamer who was about 135,000 followers, but had 400 people watching him at that same time. And he kept going on and on and on. And to the point where even my wife, who's sitting next to me, who doesn't watch video game content all that much or really at all, was just kind of made this comment of like, he's going to lose all his followers. Like, what's he doing? And I wanted to bring this up because for some reason, we care so much about numbers. We care so much about how many people are watching us at any given moment, how many people are following us. And to be honest, all that stuff is just irrelevant. Just put on a good show. Have a good time. Do this for fun because you enjoy doing it, not because you care how many people happen to be watching you at any given moment. Be grateful that anybody showed up to watch you play video games on the internet at all. You know, if you go into your streaming career with the mentality like, hey, you know what? I'm here to have fun because I love doing this. And even if no one shows up, I'm still going to have a great time. You're starting off on the right track. But getting to that place of I have 100,000 followers and only 30 people are watching me, that's a dangerous spot. That's a dangerous place to go mentally, especially starting out in your career. And to be honest, your follower count means nothing. It does not translate into how many people should be watching you on a regular basis at any given moment. There's so many variables that go into view count. It's not even funny. You could talk about the community you built around yourself. You could talk about the game choice you're playing. You could talk about the time. I can go on and on. There's so many variables. And to try to equate or extrapolate that, hey, I have X amount of followers, therefore I should maybe have like 1-2% of that show up every stream. That's another dangerous mentality and thought process. And to be honest, it's a logical fallacy. It doesn't make sense. It's not how it works at all. It's just not going to be a good outlook for you mentally when you're going into streaming for the first time or any sort of content creation field. Like, focusing so much on the numbers, especially very early on in your career, is the wrong thing to do. Work on developing your craft, developing your community, and developing yourself as a content creator. I had to get that off my chest. It's been bothering me for about a week now. And on a deeper level, it's bothering me because I'd be super grateful to have 30 people watch me. I'd be grateful to have one person watch me. And, you know, sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Like last week, I streamed for a legit like 8 hours straight. And I think I had one person ever pop into chat the entire time. That's the game. That's what happens. And if you're going to have a short-sighted mentality and just not be grateful for the people who are there, pay attention to them, build relationships with them, and be grateful that 30 people came to watch you, I don't know what else to tell you, man. Like I said, excuse me, that has been on my heart. I wanted to share it with you. Quick podcast. Thank you so much for watching and listening. I know I haven't been able to keep up with the content lately, especially on the audio form. I really hope you like the new camera angle. Now, wherever you're watching or listening to this, please leave a like, a comment, a rating, subscribe, whatever you got to do to keep up with the Dominator Podcast. It would mean a lot to me if you did that. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you found value in this content, and I'll see you next time.